Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya, we're going to continue in our learning on connecting to the tzaddikim. We haven't done this in a while. We were in the middle of it. We did a few classes. We talked about many, many topics in this. We did, well, I actually did quite a lot in here. We've done 315 to 335. We've done already 20 pages, full pages on the idea of connecting to the tzaddikim. Understanding why should we connect to tzaddikim, just as a friendly reminder, they have the Shekhinah on them, they have God presence on them. They are much holier and rectified and refined people, and therefore the light of Hashem wants to dwell on them more. Our goal in life is always to connect to the light of Hashem, and therefore we come to the holier people that have it on them. It's not about them. We could care less. We're not trying to connect to human beings. We're not interested in praying to living Jews or dead Jews. Doesn't matter. We're not of those kind. We want Hashem. How do you get closer to Hashem? The Gemara asks this question. Three times in the Torah we're commanded to cling and attach ourselves to Hashem. The Gemara says, okay, but it's a consuming fire. How are you going to attach yourself to a fire? No, attach yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. Connect yourself to the sages, to the Torah people that learn Torah consistently. They are closer to God consciousness. The light of Hashem dwells on them more. By you having a relationship with them, you will slowly refine yourself and rectify yourself and be able to come closer and closer to Hashem on your own accord. It's the main goal, to connect to them. And by way of connecting to them, this energy comes down on us and it makes us, again, better people, more connected people. And we learn sources from the Zohar telling us how to do it. The importance of seeking out the Shekhinah, not making the rabbi or the tzaddik into something, right? Why are we trying to make people into more than what they are? They're human beings. Ah, but the level of respect and a level of hierarchy and understanding that, yeah, he's a human being, but he's miles, if not light years, ahead of me. And therefore, I need to connect and I need to be aware of that. And we learned that there's two different types of tzaddikim. The two different types of way of connecting to the tzaddikim, sorry. There's the way of what's called the Chassid, and it's the way of the Talmid. Everybody needs to go by the path of the Chassid, but the goal is to get to the level of the Talmid. The Chassid is the person that says, wow, connecting to Hashem, that's a lofty thing. I don't know if I'll be able to do that. So let me look for some king here in this world that will have a hold of court and give halachot and hora'ot and shiurim and teachings. And my expression of my nullification to him is me expressing my nullification to Hashem. Right? And it's a level that we need as well to understand. There's a holy person in the world. He gives instructions and he gives orders and he's teaching us the paths. And I connect to him. And my goal is to connect to Hashem, but that's a little bit above my pay grade. So I will connect to this rabbi, not to replace Hashem, to help me more lay out the clear path of what it is that I need to do, because the path isn't so clear to me. And usually in our generation, that's what you see people say, I'm a chassid of this, I'm a chassid of that, I'm a chassid of that. What does that mean? I belong to this group, as a group we do this thing, and our Rebbe is leading us closer to Hashem. And then there's the Talmid. The Talmid is only one king, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem. And I'm not looking for any human being to replace that, or to be in between that, nothing. I want Hashem Itbarach, and Hashem only. But I realize that in order for me to get to Hashem, I'm all the way over here. And there's a person in my life that's much closer than I am. Therefore, I'll go to him, and I'll ask questions, and I'll take his instructions, and I'll listen to his halachot, and to his shiurim, and I use the tzaddik in order to get closer to my goal. But I'm using him as a Rebbe, as a teacher. And I'm a Talmid. I'm learning the ways of how to connect. I'm not taking my head off and saying, now tell me what to do. It's two different things. And everybody needs to be familiar with both. Sometimes you need to put your head on the side and listen to what your Rebbe tells you. And sometimes, no, you're going to discover the hard way that you're trying to create a path, and you're a student and you're just gathering information on the path, on along the path to get closer to your goal. And there's a lot of pitfalls and there's ups and downs, but you're learning. You're a Talmid. And it's a better path. In the end, it's a better path. But not everybody's cut out to be a Talmid, be a person that can go down there themselves. And we talked about connection in the Ibur and going to the Kever of Tzaddikim. How do you connect to the Tzaddikim? By way of the love, by way of learning the Torah, and the prohibition of asking of the Tzaddik, of anything, right? You can go and start to pray to these people, go to a kever and pray from, to ask them for things. Don't ever make a human being into more than what they are. We are not the Christians, we are not the Buddhists, we are not these people. Human beings were born from mortal women. They're created from a seed. They're going to go in the ground and they're going to be eaten by worms. They are not gods. They are not that big. This goes for our tzaddikim as well. Our tzaddikim can be super holy and we ask them for bracha and we see them doing miracles. They are human beings. They are not gods and they are not at all worthy or able for us to come up to them and say any requests that are asked from them, requests as if they're replacing God. God forbid, we're not allowed to ask from them anything, especially if they're in the kever, especially if they're in the kever, to not ask them for things. You can ask them to pray for you. That's it. Beyond that, you're getting into very, very shaky ground with Avodah Zarah, which is one of the sins that we're meant to die before doing. So don't even get close to it. Right? And then we started the topic of which tzaddik should we be connecting to? And what is the level of tzaddik? What's called a tzaddik? And we got to a level of understanding that tzaddik is a person that's completely different. Human being like all of us, but they don't feel the way we feel. They don't think the way we think. They don't have the same calculations that we make in our brain. And that, like the Balei Tanya taught, that essentially a tzaddik gemur, a complete tzaddik, the negativity that's inside of him was completely transformed into good. He has no more bad inside of him. Human being like the rest of us goes to the bathroom and eats like the rest of us, does not think bad about people, does not look into the world and see bad and judge people negatively. They see Hashem show up everywhere and everything's from a place of unity. And now we're up to levels of tzaddikim, still on this topic of which tzaddik to connect to. Levels of tzaddikim. Today we're going to talk about the levels of tzaddikim. The need to connect to previous generations of tzaddikim, those that have passed already. And the idea that in every single generation, at every given moment, the generation always has a tzaddik. It can't be a reality that something happens and then, oh, that's it. The leader of the generation was stuck in the 90s, or stuck 200 years ago, or no, every single generation has a leader. Hashem does not leave us as orphans in this world. So, Bezat Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, let's get into it. This shir is also dedicated to Leilul Nishmat, Five of Yisrael, Ben Arab Shimon, Bezat Hashem. May we have an Elui Nishama to the highest of places, Bezat Hashem. Yesh La'avin Etev, we have to understand very well the difference between the few levels of tzaddikim. There's Talmidei Chachamim, right? Talmid Chacham means a Torah scholar on a high level though. Talmid Chacham, one of the easiest ways to define it is that if you ask him any question in Torah, he knows you, he can tell you where the source is. Not exactly source, but there's nothing that you ask him that he won't know which book to go to and to get the answer. That's one definition of a Talmid Chacham. One of the more simple definitions of Talmid Chacham.
Basic Torah knowledge.
Not necessarily knowledge, not basic either. He knows Shas so well that if you ask him a question, he'll know. He's an index. He's a walking index. Basic Torah knowledge is what we have.
No. I'm saying like it. Whether it's like Torah, you're mentioned that he's able to access it. He pretty much has it clear like a download.
Right. You ask him a question on milk and meat together, he knows exactly where to go in Shulchan Aruch to get you the answer. He knows exactly where that place is in the Gemara, and he knows in the Chumash as well where the Yisur comes from. He in his mind is mapped with Torah. He might not be able to answer you on the spot. He knows exactly where to go. That's one of the simple definitions of Talmidei Chachamim. So there's what's called Talmidei Chachamim, people that know Torah. They know at high level. Shiyodim arbe limod. They know how to learn. They know how to learn a lot, and then they know Torah, they know it very well. And then there's Ovdei Hashem Ne'elamim. There's hidden servants of Hashem, people serving Hashem. Hamanigim et Yisrael bedarkei avotenu, that they lead Am Yisrael in the ways of our forefathers. Umimalim otam betorah v'yirat shamayim, and they spread Torah and yirat shamayim. Right? There's Talmid Chacham, known for his Torah. And then there's people that they're not necessarily Talmidei Chachamim, that the whole entire Torah is in their head, but they're holy, holy people, they're leaders, and they're doing exactly what a Jewish leader should be doing. Not necessarily a Talmid Chacham. Aval adayin ein ze magia klal lemadrigat tzaddik emet. Both of those levels don't even come close to what's called tzaddik emet, a true tzaddik. Right? You're with us?
Yeah.
Shekol ma'aseim v'avodatam, what's the true tzaddik? All of their action, all of their work, it's all with dveikut b'shechina kedusha. It's all with a deep, deep, deep attachment to the Shechina. Shehi madrigat Torah lishma b'amitut. This is the level of true learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. B'techrit ha-zikuch, with the end all, be all, the highest level of purity. B'derech ha-yichud ha-shalem, in a place of complete unity. Like we're just learning in the Baal Shem Tov, right? Dveikut, that's the purpose of learning Torah. באופן שמייחד קודש הבריח הוא שכינתה בכל מעשיו, דיבוריו ומחשבותיו. A true tzaddik, in any action, speech, or thought that he's doing, he's making unifications between Hashem, the transcendent light that's above this world, and everything that's being experienced in this world. Like we were saying before, right? A tzaddik at his essence, he doesn't think the way we think. He can say see the exact same thing that you saw. For him, it's unification, and he's in his mind, he's in a different place. And you're saying, oh my God, a car accident, it's the end of the world, it's horrible, how bad. Those thoughts don't even go through his head, that he has to overcome them and nullify them. As soon as he sees the exact same car accident that you saw, he's just making the unifications in his mind. You have a question?
Yeah, it's similar to what we learned yesterday, learning halacha corrects your mind into the right thing.
Correct. So
their mind has
already been okay. Corrected. There's no process of correction. They're already in the right mindset. Ve'afilu binyanei achila v'shtiya eno oseh ela bilti lavaya levado. Even when it comes to eating and drinking, meaning everyday mundane things, they do it for Hashem alone. It's all for Hashem. Because only a person that completely purified himself, refined himself, is called a tzaddik. Again, we have what's called tzaddikim, that we, right? You look at a person that's higher than you, you say, yeah, he's such a tzaddik. It's nice, it's okay, it's not wrong. And we also have what's called a tzaddik from the Torah, which is a person that does the right thing the majority of the time. Right, and tzaddik is the same word, right? And how do we say righteous? Tzaddik in English, righteous. Righteous is the word right. To do the right thing, you're called a tzaddik. That's how the Torah defines it. A person that majority of the time is doing the right thing, or at the time that he's doing something, he's doing the right thing, he's called a tzaddik. That's Torah. When you step into Kabbalah and Chassidut, you have to understand there's different definitions. Not that they contradict, it's just we're explaining now in a different realm. Here in this context of connecting to tzaddikim, who's called a tzaddik? Someone who completely rectified the bad that's inside of it. Bevadai gam ben tzaddikim yesh madrigot shonot. And therefore, obviously, between the tzaddikim, there's also levels there. There's also different levels there. Tzarich shelok lachlif ulevalbel alyon v'tachton. You have to be careful to not get confused and to switch who's up with who's down. And especially in our generation, here I am, a person also online. I record and put out things. Don't get it twisted what you see online. It might be that the people that are big online are completely wicked. And the people that never get seen by more than 10 eyes physically are the ones holding the whole entire world together. He doesn't need to be seen. He doesn't need for the videos to go out. He doesn't need any of that stuff. He does what Hashem needs, and he's holding the whole entire world together. And a million of people know about them. Right? We have a tradition in our people, 36 Lamed Vav Tzedikim, 36 people that the world doesn't necessarily need to know about them. Majority of them are not known, and even if they're known, they're not appreciated. But those 36 people hold the whole entire world together. Right? So we have to be careful to not get confused with what we see people in the world that have big names and following and this and that, to think, because of that, they must be a tzaddik. And then they're higher than that person or lower than that person. Okay, go ahead.
But doesn't the world need people like Arush to
I'm not saying
help save the...
Let's avoid names.
Okay, sorry.
And I'm not saying that they're not needed. What I'm saying here is don't get confused. And I didn't say him, that's why I didn't say any names, because okay. God forbid to put him on in the list of people that I was just talking about.
He is
a tzaddik, and he's doing the right thing. He happens to be out there, but there's people that are doing just as much as he's doing, without physically doing as much as he's doing, and without anybody seeing it.
I understand, but you don't think the world needs
I'm not saying the world doesn't need it. Clearly, I believe in this here with cameras on me, right? But I'm saying don't get it confused to think because that person is so seen and he's doing so much and there's so many videos on him, he's a real tzaddik and this person that doesn't change the world, no. Relax. A guy can sit inside his apartment all day long and never leave his apartment and he's holding the whole entire world together. It's not about what you see them doing in Vamodedu, what's the measure here? How do you rule this? How do you measure this? Anikumda hapnimit shel kavod Hashem, the most inner point of honor of Hashem that's inside there. Nikudat haemet, a point of truth that's inside there. It says in the Gra, in the writings of the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Eliyahu Kramer from Vilna, Shaseder mevua b'Torah, the order of the Torah, Kitzad echin atzmo Yaakov lemilchama im Esav, how Yaakov prepared himself for the war with Esav. Right? Soon we're going to read about it in a couple weeks. Yaakov, when he knows Esav and him are about to meet, so he separates the camp up, separates his wives and his children around. The Gra says that the way that he organized it all is a hint to the end of days. And that's how Yaakov separated the camps. That's how it's going to be in the end of the days. What does that mean? Yaakov took Rachel and Yosef and he put them in the back. Bachrona. In the Acharit HaYamim, in the end of days, the Erev Rav, which are the Bnei Shvachot, the not that they actually were, but Maase Avot Siman LeBanim, the actions of our forefathers is a sign of what's going to be with the children. So like Yaakov had two wives that were sisters, and then they both had maidservants, and they both also had children, those maidservants. So although all the tribes of Israel are kosher, in a way of Mashal, the children of the maidservants are called the Erev Rav. In Mashal, right? It's not that they actually were. As a Mashal, there's the children of Rachel and Leah, and then there's the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. They're not the same level. The Erev Rav are going to go forward in the end of the days.
Forward?
Forward, meaning they're going to be at the front of the camp. V'yakimu lehem melucha v'yishletu al Yisrael. And they'll make a government and rule over Israel. And the righteous people will be looked down upon and disgraced in the public eye. And everybody's stepping on them and everybody's pushing them down. Doesn't it look like, right? Yaakov at the end of the day, Yaakov, what he was doing then is a sign for the end of the days. What do you do? Rachel and Yosef, which he called Rachel is my only wife. Rachel is my wife and Leah is not my wife. Yaakov said that. Ishti, my wife, that's Rachel, no one else. And Yosef, that was his firstborn, even though he was the 10th son, he was the firstborn. What did he do with them? Meaning the highest levels of Kedusha, the Tzaddikim, put them in the back. They're in the back of the camp. And who went to the front? Bnei Shifcha, the lower levels of the children. Same thing in the end of the days. Bnei Shifcha, the Erev Rav, the lower level, Neshavot are going to come, they're going to make a government, they're going to make a land, they're going to make a state. And the Tzaddikim, the righteous people, are going to be looked down upon. The Vilna Gaon had amazing, amazing, amazing insight. He also said that Koach Iyar, the 28th of Iyar and the 5th of Iyar, were days that had big power in Shemayim, and he just didn't know exactly what. And they ended up being Independence Day and Yom Yerushalayim. Go ahead, you're going to say something?
I thought the Erev Rav was the Egyptians that...
Correct, that's what you said. It's a mashal. Just in a comparison, it's not that they actually were, they're holy. 12 tribes of Israel are holy. Okay. In a mashal, there was, within those 12 tribes, there was four mothers, two of them were proper, and two of them were maidservants.
Okay.
In the mashal, the children of the maidservants are compared to what's called the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav are also just...
Find Mashal for me?
Cause Mashal is parable, allegory.
Oh, okay, awesome. Okay, I think that was...
No problem.
Sorry.
Hine, af shebevadai yesh bezim adagot rabo. So even though there's many, 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 many levels, right? Like we said, there's tzaddikim, it means a person that rectified themselves, but there's levels of that as well. So even though there's many levels of this, practically, kol adam tzaddik sheavodato beemet v'yegi al amadagat emet v'limu Torah lishma v'fi erich ador מקבלים ממנו קיבת השם באמת הוא האיש שאפשר לדבק בו. So although we said a tzaddik, someone who's completely rectified themselves and they don't have any bad in them and they think a different way than we think and everything they're doing is unifications, even though that's the case, every single person that is a tzaddik, that is righteous, that's holy, that's doing the right thing, he's serving Hashem from a place of truth. And he's got into the level of truth. And he learns Torah, Lishma, for the right reasons. And in relativity to the generation, he is righteous and he is holy. And you receive from him a way to really connect yourself and be close to Hashem. That's a person that you should connect yourself to. Again, right, not everybody in the world has the ability to actually get to objective tzaddikim. But all of us know people that are holier than us, that are further along the line than us. And if they're doing it from a place of truth, they learn Torah to really connect to Hashem, and you leave meeting with them more connected to Hashem, you should connect to them. Again, this is not a blanket statement. It's not always so easy, right? And a lot of us, sometimes on our own journeys, we felt like we were getting all of those things from a person, and we thought that we saw all of those things in a person. And a few years later, it comes out that, okay, we were mistaken. But that shouldn't taint you. I have rabbis that I used to learn from that I 100% are religious because of them, that I would never in my life learn Torah from them again. But that erases everything I got from them? No. It's just right now, I've come to a higher level of truth. I'm greatly appreciative of everything they gave me. Would not sit in front of them again. And at the time, I saw the person as a tzaddik. And that was true for me, relatively. Now, right? We have to move on.
Now there's bigger tzaddikim.
now there's bigger tzaddikim. Like we said, though, there is. There's levels and levels to this, right? It's not a simple thing, though. It's not a simple thing. This is a deep thing, and the Zohar talks about it. The Zohar says, "Mana yada einan de kucha buichu itrebe v'shave medorabe kad chamena de ruta da hu barnash bechedva veruta de liba le mirdaf lishtadla v'avratre de kucha buichu belibe v'nafshe uveruta v'day taman yidian de sharia be shechinta." כדין בעינן למקנה ההוא ברנש בחסף שלים להתחברה בעדיו למלף מיני. When you find someone that's holy, the Zohar says you should throw money at them. You should pay every single thing you can in the world to learn from that person if they're bringing you closer to Hashem. They're teaching you ways to connect to Hashem. The Zohar says give them money. Give them. Make their life easier because they're making your life easier. Appreciate it. Invest in it. There's a little bit of confusion here.
Who says this?
The Zohar. Kidan be'einan lemikne ahu barnash. Right? Aseh lecha rav, ukneh lecha chaver. Buy a friend. Bekesef shalim. Pay money. Litchabra be'ade ulemeilaf mine. To connect to him and to learn from him.
The chaver being the tar.
The?
The chaver is the tar or the tzaddik.
No, the tzaddik.
Which represents the tar. Because...
Correct, but it's saying when you find a human being that is really connected and he helps you connect, you should pay money to be connected to him. Meaning, invest as much as you can. If it's actual money to get his time, do it. Right?
You should offer your 15 minute to start all session.
It says tzaddikim, though. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm being told to promote myself here by the crowd. So, guys, if you would like to connect to a true tzaddik like me, then sign up for a 15-minute call and let's talk more. And if you saw...
That's awesome.
Read between the lines, guys. Connect to true tzaddikim. It's not the shem.
Keep the call.
Wait, let's keep going. This is an interesting idea, this thing from the Zohar. There's people that have spiritual power, a certain level of spiritual connection, and people are attracted to them and they get pulled after them. They have a grace and they have the ability to teach Torah or whatever it is. אבל באמת כוח רוחני אינו ראיה שהוא צדיק. This is why I didn't want to say it, יחזקאל. Having spiritual abilities is not proof that you're a tzaddik. Correct. והשכינה שורה עליו. Sorry. אלא צריך לראות שהוא באמת איש צדיק וקדוש. You have to check that the people that you're connecting to it are really actually צדיק וקדוש. They're righteous and they're holy. והשכינה שורה עליו. The Shekhinah is resting on that person. ולכל הפחות, at least, שיוכל לעורר אחרים לעבודת השם יתברך. At least, they should be able to arouse other people to serve Hashem by way of the Shekhinah that's resting on them. At least that. ויש בנותן טעם להביא את דברי הרמב״ם. We can bring the words of the Rambam on יסודי התורה. The Rambam says like this. לא כל העושה אות ומופת מאמינים אותו שהוא נביא. Not anybody that can make miracles and wonders, you believe them that they're prophet. אלא אדם שהיינו יודעים בו מתחילתו שהוא ראוי לנבואה בחוכמתו ומעשה. Rather a person that you see from the beginning, he was fitting to be a prophet. Meaning, he has a lot of wisdom. You can't be a prophet if you don't know Torah. It's impossible. It's one of the conditions. To be a prophet, you have to know the Torah. And in his actions, you could see that he was fitting to be a prophet, meaning he keeps halacha, he acts in a proper way, derech eretz, all the rest. Shenit'ala behem al kol bnei gilo. What does that mean? That compared to everybody else that's his age, relative to the people around him in his situation, in his age, he's clearly above it. Clearly, he acts in a way that's a holiness above everybody else around him. והיה מהלך בדרכי הנבואה בקדושתה ובפרישותה, and he walks in the path of נבואה, the path of prophecy, meaning the ways of sanctity, the ways of separateness from the world, joy, music, doesn't go to every party, doesn't drink, doesn't get, you know, doesn't indulge in this world too much. ואחר כך בא, and after that he comes, and he does a sign, he does a miracle, he changes water into wine, walks on water, all these other kindergarten things that the rabbis used to learn back here in the Holy Land 2,000 years ago. Ve'amar she'el shalecho, and he says that God sent him, mitzvah lishmua mimenu. It's a mitzvah to listen to him. She'ne'omar, elav tishmu, and the mitzvah in the Torah, to listen to people like that. The problem is, when you know how to change water to wine, and to walk on water, but you also look at women, and you also take people away from Hashem, then you're not fitting for a person to listen to you. And then you have 2 billion crazy people in the world praying to a dead Jew that could do that stuff. Doesn't mean he's a prophet that he could switch water to wine. Again, that back then that was kindergarten Kabbalah. That was baby stuff. That wasn't so impressive.
I heard someone actually today, a group of people, they were praying at some time that Hashem was finally a prophet, or someone could turn the water into wine. I think it was around like 11 or 1 p.m.
Odzal, the Rambam also says, "Nevi she'id lo nevi acher shu nevi areze bechizkat nevi." If one nevi, one prophet, testifies about another person that they're a prophet, so then we can assume it's chizkat nevi. He's fit to be a nevi. We don't know 100%, but here we have one person that we know for sure testifying about another one. ואין זה השני צריך חקירה. You don't have to interrogate the other one to figure it out. שהרי משה רבנו העיד ליהושע, משה testified about יהושע, and they believed, all of them Israel believed משה רבנו, before יהושע did any miracles, before he split the sea like he did, before he did anything. משה רבנו said it, that's it, we accepted it. And everybody needs to connect to a tzaddik that's from your shoresh neshama. It's rooted in your root. That's the idea of Sare Elafim, Sare Meot. There's rabbis of thousands, rabbis of hundreds, rabbis of 50. Right? The different levels, different types of people, and we're each rooted in a different camp. Because each person, their soul is rooted in a different level, a different place. And then therefore you have to connect to a tzaddik that according to where you are, according to your level, he's not only called a tzaddik, he's also from the same source, the same root as you. צריך הצדיק הזה, this kind of holy person, צריך להתבטל לצדיק שלמעלה ממנו. He has to nullify himself to the צדיק that's above him. שלפי ערכו הוא צדיק. הוא הצדיק. According to his level, relative to him, that's the צדיק. He's the צדיק. וכן מצדיק לצדיק, so too from צדיק to צדיק, until you get to צדיק הדור. The צדיק of the generation. One person that's alive in our generation, that he is for sure the holiest person in the world, ruling the world, runs the world, doesn't need to be known. Could be that no one in the world knows that he's the tzaddik. No one in the world knows that he's a tzaddik, let alone tzaddik ador, the tzaddik of the whole generation. But he's for sure the apex of holiness in this world. Still not a god, still not a messiah, still not a prophet, super holy person. Stops there. וממדרגה למדרגה עד נשמת משה רבנו, and then from the tzaddik it goes from level to level until the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban של כל ישראל, the Rebbe of all of Am Yisrael, שהוא המקושר בתכלית השלמות לשכינה קדושה. Moshe Rabbeinu, that soul, is the ultimate level of connection you could ever get to the Shekhinah. וכל אדם, and every single person, שמבקש באמת, who's truthfully seeking this out, אזי השם יתברך מנחהו, השם will show you, השם will lead you, השם will show you the path to how to connect to a true tzaddik that's rooted in your soul, that your soul's rooted in his, and you feel an attachment and an attraction towards him, not physical attraction, right? But you feel, I want to be with him, I want to go learn from him, I want to hear this Torah, I want to go. You feel connection to his soul, and you believe in this path, and you believe that he's bringing you closer to Hashem. וזה בין צדיק חי ובין צדיק קודמים. This is whether you're talking about a tzaddik that's living in our generation or we're talking about tzaddikim from previous generations. שנדבק לנשמתם בכוח תורתם. How do you connect to the previous generation's tzaddikim? By way of their Torah. You learn their books. That's it. That's the way you connect. A little bit more on this idea. We have energy to keep going, guys? We're going to stop. Yeah? Hine, be'emet. The truth is, not only do we have to connect to a person that's living right now in our generation, the holy, the tzaddikim of our generation, that they are vehicles of expression of the Shekhinah for us in our generation, right? He's the one that knows the paths in this time, how to do it in this generation, with iPhones and with internet and with all the craziness that's going on. It's not enough to be connected to tzaddikim from our generation that are living, walking, talking, sleeping, eating in the same time as us. You also have to connect to the tzaddikim from the previous generations. בפרט שנצרח האדם לדרך עבודה מסוימת. Specifically when you need a certain path in עבודת השם, that a tzaddik revealed that path. He already went down that path. He cleared the path for you. It's set. Azay tzarech litkasher letzaddik hazeh. Then you have to connect to that specific tzaddik that walked down that path to receive from him the power and the ability to bring out into fruition everything that you have in potential. Because you can't really get the light of the Torah and all of its paths without the light of the and the power of the tzaddikim. It's written in the book Tal Orot that on every single level of Torah, there's a tzaddik that's connected to that aspect. You go up, as you go learning, you're learning deeper, deeper levels of Torah, there's tzaddikim there along the path that this is my portion. Now you come into that part of the Torah, you want to get that light, connect to the tzaddik that's holding that portion.
What's the book in
the book that says this? The book that says this part is called Tal Orot.
Where's that from?
It's a chassidic book, not that old, actually. לכן צריך להתקשר לכל הצדיקים. Therefore we have to connect to all the צדיקים, כי כולם הם כלי לאור התורה הקדושה. When you connect to all the צדיקים, they are all the vessels to the light of the Torah. So what, you want to pick and choose now which lights of the Torah you want to get?
Well, you want the light, but we don't want the right shade. Like you say, like, you know, it could be the right light, but if someone has like, you know, sun brightness is good or not good for us, then they might get blinded or they might not see.
Correct. So there's levels, right? And that usually by way of your nature, that's going to be determined. Meaning, if you're rooted in the avodah of love, so you're not going to connect to a tzaddik that's super gvorot, right? But you still need to connect to him because there's a side of Torah where you're meant to have gvorah. And you also need that. Even if you want to be lovey-dovey, you need to know how to limit your love. So there's a way. This is a different topic, but it's the same topic, but I saw it explained in a different way. That let's say, right, a person is rooted in love, right? You really are a person of love. How are you going to connect to a tzaddik that's a tzaddik of ira? Because there's chesed shebegvura. So you connect to, you are a chesed, you connect to the chesed shebegvura that's inside of him, and that's your way, by way of the chesed to get into the gvura. Even him, if he's a strict rabbi, the path of dinim, he also has a heart, and he also knows how to love. Connect to his love, and now you'll download his awe. You have to make sure, one thing's for sure, Do not get startled or confused that sometimes you have a piece of truth being illuminated to you in one way, in one fashion, and it's right and it's proper and it's according to the holy books. And in the second moment, a few minutes later, a few days later, a month later, 2 years later, you go into a different energy in your life. This whole entire thing that we've been doing here, Shari Yichud, for the past however long it's existed, a year, 3 years of the Chavura, Ravitcha Meir and I were like, you know, that's all I wanted to learn was Ravitcha Meir and Biyam Darkecha. The winds changed. Rav Kluger came into my life and the Torah is beautiful. So here we are learning Ravitcha Meir. Rav Kluger, Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger. So yeah, here we are learning a Torah Chacham Ravitcha Meir book, but it doesn't matter. The connection is not the same as it was a few years ago. It's not talking to me the same way it was 2 years ago. And that's okay. That's okay. We grow. We're meant to keep growing. We're meant to change. We're meant to adjust. And it could be that in a certain period in your life, a certain tzaddik and a point, the truth of the Torah is talking to you. And a few months later, that changes. And a different point of truth within the Torah is talking to you. That comes from a different tzaddik. That's okay. Shigam hi emet al pi asfarim kedushim. It's also truth according to the holy books. Sometimes you're connected to this tzaddik, sometimes you want to hear from a different tzaddik. It's all okay. In order to connect to the previous tzaddikim that are in Gan Eden, that are in the heavens already, we have to learn their Torah. We have to learn inside their books. And we have to try to go down the paths of avoda that they revealed. Right? A person wants to connect to Reb Nachman, for example. Likutei Etzot. You have to get into Likutei Etzot. Understand, what is the advice Reb Nachman gave you? What is Likutei Marwan? What is Likutei Tfilot? What are these books? What is the world of Reb Nachman? You want joy, so you say you want to connect to Reb Nachman? Understand what Reb Nachman said about joy. Learn the Torahs. It's not, oh, Reb Nachman said it's so important to be happy, so I'm connected to Reb Nachman. You're not connected to Reb Nachman. Because you know he said to be happy. Go learn what Reb Nachman said about being happy. Now you're connected to Reb Nachman. Now the path in being happy within the Torah will be much more clear to you. Before that, you could know of the path, but you can't walk down it. You have no idea how to walk down that path. You don't even know what the word joy means. Read a few Torahs in Likutei Moran, a little bit of Meshivat Nafesh, a little bit of Likutei Halachot. Clap your hands a bit. Try it out. Naseh. Baz Nishma. And then you'll learn a little bit more. But just to say, I know the path exists, and therefore I'm there, it's not how it goes. It's not how it goes. We can't get into the deeper aspects of a tzaddik, of his Torah from a previous generation, if we don't have a relationship with the tzaddikim that are living in our generation. How are you going to hold on to the coattails of someone that has no connection to your day-to-day life? That was from a previous generation that you never saw with your own eyes, you never went to him, you never really were able to do it without having someone in this generation that teaches you really. It has to be connected. Only by way of the tzaddikim of this generation will you be able to connect to the previous generations. The Rambam has an amazing thing like this. I can't remember where it's written, but the Rambam says along the lines of, I only believe in Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov because of Moshe.
Who said this?
The Rambam. Meaning, the Torah tells us of these people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but if the Torah wasn't given to me by Moshe Rabbeinu, I would think it's a myth, like the rest of the world have myths and have legends in their history. Moshe emet v'torato emet. Moshe is truth and his Torah is truth. Avram was a real person that walked in this world. But how do I get to Avram? Moshe. So how do I connect to Reb Nachman if I don't want to connect to the leading breastlivers of this generation? How could I connect to Chabad teachings if I don't understand the people in our generation that understand Chabad teachings the most? If you really want to connect to the previous generations, you have to have a connection to those that are in your generation right now, holding the light of the Shekhinah. Because the truth is, the upper tzaddikim are completely separate from the physicality already. That's it. They passed from this world. And therefore, we need a vessel to be able to connect to them and to get into their light. When the tzaddik's alive, you have a body, he has a body, you go up to him, you ask questions, you talk. There's a vessel. There's ways to attain and hold the light. If he already passed away, so where's the vessel to hold the light? That goes by way of connecting to the Talmidei Chachamim of our generation. Connect to the people that are vessels for the light of the Shekhinah in our generation. Now you have a vessel to connect to previous lights from previous generations. Bifrat al yedei shenidbak b'talmidei ha-tzadik. Specifically by way of connecting to the students of that same tzaddik. Like I said now, right? You want to connect to Reb Nachman. So we know the path that went from Reb Nachman to Reb Natan to Reb Avram ben Nachman, all the way down. We know the path from the Baal HaTanya to the Mitl Rebbe to Mach Tzedek, all the way down to the Rebbe Mamash. If you want Chabad, there's a way to connect. You want Breslev, there's a way to connect. There's people that received from them and brought it down. When the tzaddik was alive, living in this world, walking around, you have to nullify yourself to him. You have to go listen to his Torah. You have to show up. You have to take his instructions. You're practically engaged with him and going to connect. But after he passes away, where's all of his lights? They stay only with his closest talmidim. The lights, like we learned in this, when we started to learn this months ago, last year when we were learning this, right? One of the main first stories we had was Eliyahu and Elisha. Elisha wanted to be there when Eliyahu died so he could get a double portion of the lights. So when the Rebbe passes from this world, how are you going to get his lights? Only by way of the tzaddikim that are in our generation, that are true talmidim of that previous download. Only by way of the true talmidim will you get into the tzaddik. Because that's how it goes. ומי שלא קיבל את מורת התלמיד אחרי פטירת הרב, זה נבע מהמחשבה שהוא כבר יודע מה דעת הרב בכל עניין. Whoever doesn't accept a student after the rabbi passed away, it's because he thinks he understands the rabbi completely. I understood what the rabbi meant. Why do I need you? What do you mean? This guy spent countless hours learning from that man, day and night next to his side. You read a few books, you think you understand what he was saying? He lived with the guy. He was with him all day long. How are you going to connect on a higher level than him when he was the one that was with him all the time? How could you even come from the side and say that you understand the rabbi better?
Well, I guess also it's like what you said before, like that the person that gets from that authenticated from a previous person.
Correct.
So how are they going to tell him to go? Hopefully there would have been a clear indication from the
Hayat Tzadik, who is the Talmud that has
who
it?
Who is to follow? So now it's a little confused hands.
Correct. In some circles. In some circles. Other circles have clear instructions. V'shorash ha-ta'ut, where's the root of this problem? Shem choshvim sha-tzadik yesh lo eze nuscha v'shita shemi shelamad ota kvar yodeh listeder b'chol davar. How could you make this mistake that I don't need the students? Because you think, no, listen, this Rebbe had a shita, he had a way he does things that comes off in the book, and I read the book, so I understand the shita, so I understand now how to do it. There's a system here, I'm just following the system. The system fits everything else. And I know how to, I'll get by myself, it's okay, I have the books. But I met you, the truth is, sh'af bevaday sh'ze gam nachon. It's also true. But ikar bedat shel tzadik, the main thing in the dat, the mind of the tzadik, is the shechina itself. Alacha kumoto. The Shechina is with the person, that's why the Alacha is like him. Shia Shechina Kedosha Nikreta Alacha. The Shechina itself is called Alacha. Alacha, Hakala, same letters. V'lachen yesh lehem lidabek letzadik she'acharav. Therefore, you want the Shechina, we're talking about Shechina of Hashem, but let's say the Tzadik has a light. Where is that light going to go afterwards? To the student that was able to hold it. It's not in just in the books. There always needs a resting place in this world. So if that tzaddik left a student and he gave him his lights, how are you going to get to that Rebbe's lights without going through the student? That's how it goes. ולכן מצינו הרבה חסידים שהיו גדולים בתורה יותר מרבותיהם. That's why we see a lot of חסידים that they were greater in Torah than their own Rebbe's. Even though they were greater, what's an example of this? We know almost outright, Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was a Talmid Chacham on levels that you could not ever imagine. He already wrote Rav Levi Yitzhak of Redishev's book before he even met Rabbi Nachman. Kedushat Levi is written by Rabbi Natan. Out of this world. At 12 years old, his Rosh Yeshiva asked him to get married to his daughter. Rabbi Natan was out of this world. And with that, I don't know to say Rabbi Nachman was less than Rabbi Natan, but it kind of, the energy, the vibe is that that's kind of how it was. I mean, Nathan was this like number one in Torah in the world. And he came and he nullified himself. Rav Chaim Vital, for sure, 100% was higher than the Arizal in the Torah. 100%. That outright. The Rav Chaim Vital was the number one person in the whole entire generation. And he nullified himself to the Arizal. This is also the way you can weigh the scales to make a decision. Can a student become the rabbi after his rabbi? Or does he have to give in to a different tzaddik? What's the weight? What's the scale? Is the Shekhinah with him? Is the Shekhinah with him or not? It's also another story like this. When the Rebbe Rayatz passed away, the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, when he passed away, he had two son-in-laws. Gur Aryeh, I think is his name, and Menachem Mendel. And it was unknown who's going to take over Chabad. And once, the Lubavitcher Rebbe went to the oil, and he asked some questions, and he got answers. When he went back, and he was talking to his brother-in-law, this is, I didn't know what to do in this one Indian when I went, and I asked the Rebbe Rayatz, and I got an answer. Immediately he stepped back, he says, listen, he doesn't talk to me. He's not talking to me. Clearly you're the one that's meant to take over. Both of them are great. Both of them are son-in-laws. They're both in. One of them had the Shekhinah with him. One of them was getting answers. So, you see, who's meant to be the Rebbe afterwards? Where's the Shekhinah? Let's ask her. Again, what's the goal of connecting to Tzadikim? Only to connect to the Shekhinah. Only to connect to Hashem. So what's the point of figuring out who's the next Rebbe or not? To find out where's the Shekhinah. And sometimes your sign of who the next Rebbe will be is to find out where's the Shekhinah. And if there's no Shekhinah there, then maybe that person that was a student of that Rebbe needs to go find another Rebbe. If he hasn't received the Shekhinah where he's meant to be in our Rebbe, like Yoshua. It was clear as day. Yoshua is the next leader. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha-shalom, asar lechlal Yisrael et kol ha-Torah. Moshe gave all of Yisrael, all of the Torah. Aval itgalut prateah, lefi inyan ador, nimsa letzadikei oto dor. The details of the Torah, according to that generation, of how that generation of the desert needs to act according to the Torah, that was only given to the generations tzaddikim. Yoshua, Chur, Aaron, Elazar, Pinchas, the leaders of the desert, they understood finer halachas. The Torah, all of them Yisrael got it. How do I keep it? What are the ways in? How do I understand what to do when I'm up? How do I understand what to do when I'm down? Navigating the Torah. Having a Torah doesn't do much for you. You have to know how to use the book, right? You know how to use how to apply it. That's given to the leaders of the generation. By way of the soul of Moshe getting wrapped up in the garments of these people. The giant tzaddikim of throughout all the generations, they draw down this light by way of the all-encompassing Torah. And afterwards you had the more fine-tuned tzaddikim, the more private individual tzaddikim, talmidehem, their students, v'talmideh, talmidehem, and their students, ממשיכים את הגילויים בפרטים. They bring it down all into the finer details. This was the main blemish of the golden calf. After the Samech Mem made a mistake, it caused us all to make a mistake and confused us that Moshe Rabbeinu already died, right? That's what he said.
What's the Sadiq Mem?
Samech Mem, the Yetzara, the Satan. Sammy came and told us all, hey guys, Moshe died. He's not coming back. He died on the mountain. What should they have done then immediately? According to what we just learned. We connected Tzadikim in order to find the Shekhinah. You just got news that your Rebbe died. Say it in a different way without any human names. What should they look out for?
Look for the tzaddik that was connected to the
Shem. Look for the light. Moshe died, but where's his light? Right? Where's the Shekhinah? Etzel Aaron HaKohen. They should have gone to Aaron and looked at Aaron. V'chur, Yoshua, Talmidav. Go to the students, go to the people that were with Moshe Rabbeinu all day long. Levakesh mehem shilmedu et haTorah Moshe Rabbeinu. Teach me Moshe's Torah. Aaron, it's your brother. He spoke to you all day long. You're his mouthpiece. You teach me Torah. We all know Moshe Rabbeinu was the height of the height of the height. Okay, he died now. But there are 70 people here that spent every day with him. Give us Torah, Moshe. Afilu imena beotam madregat itgalut. Even if it's not the same level I would have gotten from Moshe Rabbeinu, I want it. I still want Torah to Moshe. Because for sure, the tzaddik has to leave students. And the students have to make students. And that's how it has to be until the end of days. But the Erev Rav came and said, Moshe died. So that's it. No longer in the world is there this idea of a true tzaddik. And that was the biggest blemish. And by way of that, people started doing Avodah Zarah. Meaning, a leader of the Jewish people dies and leaves this world. If you think that's it, game over, there's no one else that can replace him, you're going to fall into Avodah Zarah. How could it be? How could it be? For the haste from Adam until now, the system worked one way. All of a sudden, it doesn't work that way. All of a sudden, this Rebbe died. It's no longer the system. The system changed all of a sudden. If you think that way, very quickly, you can fall into very murky waters. Very dangerous waters. וגדולי הצדיקים במשך הדורות, throughout the generations, they're always here, just pulling down these Torahs. One of the 13 principles of Torah, of Emunah, which if a person has any question on any of them, they don't have a portion in the world to come. It's a scary thing. We all have to learn this. It's in the Siddur, the 13 principles of faith from the Rambam. It's extremely important. One of them is, שזאת התורה לא תהיה מוחלפת ולא תהיה תורה אחרת מאת הבורא. The Torah that we have will not be changed, and there will never come a different Torah from the Creator of the world. One of the 13 principles of faith that if a Jew doesn't believe that, they don't have a portion to the world to come. Along with 12 other things. One of them is that the Torah doesn't change. So if the Torah starts with telling us the story of man that ruled the world and led it, and then he died, and another man came, and his three sons, and then he died, and another, and there was rulers, there's always been rulers, there's always been a person in charge. How did the Torah change in whatever generation? Fill in the blank of when your Rebbe died.
Right, but just as the Torah doesn't change, also it can be very finished. It seems diametrically opposed to what was previously. Like you're growing the Rambam, or the Rambam, what is right in this, about the 13 principles, even though there may be a question about those, not on the things, but exactly how many were put together, where they're from, I can't remember, but the Rambam was a Kiddush in his day, and he was like, everyone was against him. So, but everyone holds like the Rambam now, pretty much, right? And neither guy standing. So what's going to happen? The Mashiach's going to come. And everything's perfect, except for this is why I wanted to think like the Rambam. Oh, you know, no, this, no that. One second. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but the difference is with Mashiach, when that comes, al sitaka b'shofar gadol. There's going to be a level of consciousness that comes over the world that we're going to know. Again, at that moment, it says the gates close on converts. Once Mashiach comes, you can't convert.
When is that moment?
When it comes, it's going to be... When we want today. Today, b'zat Hashem. If we listen. Right? But when Mashiach comes, it's going to come with a level of consciousness that we're going to know. And that's why the Rambam himself says that the Christians and the Muslims spread the Tanakh to the four corners of the world and Mashiach consciousness. Why? Just so that they know a little bit about it. And when the real one comes, they'll all immediately know it's the truth. Meaning, the Jews then even more so. We're not going to have this problem. Oh, he wears that hat. He doesn't wear a hat. He wears it. We talk it like this way because we don't want people to have Sinat Chinam. But really... It's going to be so obvious. It's so obvious. The most humble person in the world that is the king of the world, and there's not going to be any... It could be that there's machloket against Moshe Rabbeinu. The beautiful thing that we have is after time it gets proved, right? That's how the Jewish system works. If after 15 generations you're still considered a righteous person, you were righteous. You know, it doesn't matter what they said about you in your lifetime, right? Moshe Rabbeinu in his generation was considered that he was stealing women. He separated from his wife just to go sleep with other men's wives. This is the things that they were saying about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was a murderer, that he had horrible traits. This is not like, you know, this happens, this happens. We just keep going, we just keep going. So one of these principles is that the Torah won't be changed. So in every single generation, there's deep, deep revelations of Torah. Like the rabbi said, Chazal said, Ma talmid atid litchadesh. Moshe Rabbeinu knew all of the Torah, even what the future students were going to be giving us. Aval hakol kalul b'torat Moshe. All of that, though, was already included in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that it was new outside of the Torah of Moshe. It hadn't been said yet. It hadn't been put on a book yet. It was still there inside the letters of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was just covered up. And we see this specifically in our generation. And it's a lot, specifically in halacha. But there's tons of new halachot. Electricity, cars, pens, all these things that didn't exist back in the day. But when you actually learn the halacha, you see that the halacha didn't change at all. It's just an application, exactly. New creation. How does the old 3,000-year-old system talk about this? That's all you have to do. Mechanics is mechanics. A car, in the end of the day, is just a machine. You take it apart, it's just a simple machine. The Torah knew about machines. It's not the, you know, not a motor machine, not electric, but machine is a machine. A cog and a wheel, those things are known. A fire is a fire.
I'm having quite a difficult time trying to understand one certain type of mechanics that exists in the end of days called the tripped out bell tubers.
They got it down. Wow, Baruch Hashem. Gam yesh musag, there's also a principle, and in every single generation, Hashem cares more about one thing than others. Not that he cares. Care is not the word, right? Makpid is like, Hashem emphasizes something in the generation more than other things. Right? Now we see in our generation there's a lot of talk about identity. Right? Nationalism or the other side. What do you believe in? What? There's all these different opinions. Habakkuk came down and said, in the end, it comes down to Emunah. Everything comes down to Emunah. Tzadik b'emunato ichiyeh. A tzadik lives by way of his Emunah. Run through the end of this. In every generation, Hashem doesn't leave us without a true leader, without a true tzadik. And sometimes they're true tzaddikim in relativity to the generation, and sometimes they're above the generation. We get gifts that are we weren't deserving of something like this in our time. But Hashem still gave it to us. But for sure, there's always people on the level of what's called tzaddik emet, that were able to keep the commandment from the Torah, elav tishme'un, that you should listen to him. That was said about prophets. There's always someone in the generation that you should listen to him. Like the Zohar says, Inun Lamidvav Tzadikim Be'arad Yisrael. There's 36 Tzadikim, righteous people in the land of Israel. Ve'lamid Bet Lebar Me'arad Yisrael. And 36 outside of the land of Israel. Tlatin Tzadikim Azmin Kujabuichu Bechol Dar Ve'dar Le'alma. 30 Tzadikim are invited to in every generation, the Zohar says. Another place, the Zohar says, Kujabuichu Mazmin Lehu Bechol Dar Ve'dar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem makes sure that there's invited to every single generation the tzaddik. It also says in the Zohar, HaKadosh, Ki lo yaseh abaya Elohim davar ki im gala sodo el avada v'nevi'im. Hashem will never do something in the world unless he revealed it to his servants, the prophets. Meaning October 7th is going to come to the world. The holy people of the world find out about it before it even happens. Bizmana de Nivi'im ishtakuchu be'alma, in the time that there was prophets in the world, vailo achakime adif minive, but now that we don't have prophets in the world, chacham adif minavi, a Torah scholar is better than a prophet. That's a rule that we have. So we don't have prophets anymore, but we have Torah scholars, and Torah scholars are considered higher than prophets. Vezeh mitkayem bechol dor v'dor. This happens in every single generation, even in our generation, if you could believe it. Even in ours, nothing changed in the Torah. Just like in this parasha, right? Avram is praying for Sodom, praying that there won't be seduction. And he gets told beforehand, I'm going to destroy the city. And he goes and he prays. Every single generation we have that. In the Chovat HaLevavot, the duties of our heart, it also says this, in the gate of Prishut, And he speaks there also the idea of the tzaddik of the generation. And he finishes his words saying like this: "V'ala minhag azeh beprishut, minhag azeh beprishut, timtza neviim alehem ashalom v'chasidei kadmonenu bechol dovado." People that act in a way of separateness, of
celibacy,
not just sexual, but in everything in life, right? Food, eating, sleeping, all these things. They restrain themselves and hold themselves back. In every single generation, the Chovot Levazot says we have these people in Am Yisrael. Every generation we have holy, holy, holy people that are separate from this world. Every generation. That book was written 900 years ago and nothing's changed, even down. Ki b'chol dor yesh tzadik muflag mamash. In every single generation you have tzadik that's way above the world. How do we get to him? We have to cry. We have to beg. We have to seek it out. We have to pray to Hashem nonstop. That we merit to connect to true tzaddikim that will be able to complete our soul and bring us to the level that we were sent down to this world to reach. That's what it was all about. It's not simple at all to connect to tzaddikim. You need a lot of prayers in order to have relationship with tzaddikim, to get invited into the Beit Midrash, to come closer to them. And even then, that's not enough. You have to keep trying to get deeper. Because the tzaddik is hidden, he's concealed. And to merit to be able to connect him and to get into that, it's only by way of a lot of tefillot, a lot of begging, a lot of beseeching of Hashem. In order to do that, first things first, you have to understand how much you're lacking. You have to understand that I don't have enough myself to get the job done. I need help. Whether it's about me getting better as a person, rectifying my midot, getting more clear, getting more pure, getting better, or whether it's about getting deeper in Torah and understanding it and becoming a better prayer, a better learner. You have to feel that my learning is not enough. I'm not getting close enough to Hashem like I want to for my learning. Not that you're not really. You should always be happy with what you have. We should also have a chip on your shoulder. It's not enough. I want more. Not that I could do more though. Not to say that I want more, it's not enough, so I'm going to do more. No, I want more, it's not enough, so therefore I'm going to connect to someone that can help me get more. Until you understand that in the world, there's a level of Torah learning that's above anything that you can comprehend, with complete nullification to Hashem, and that's true Torah learning, and then you yearn to want to have that level of Torah learning. Second, you need to admit that there is a point of truth, of unification, that the tzaddikim have revealed. You have to understand and give in. There's something that they can reveal that the rest of the world can't. And then you'll have a desire that you too should tap into the light of the tzaddik and the light of holiness. And you be perseverant and persistent to come closer from a place of bitul, complete bitul, to the point of truth, the point of to the true unity, that by way of that, we'll be able to be redeemed from the deepest pits in our life. כי רק מי שמחפש באמת את השם יתברך, מחפש ומחפש עד הנקודה הפנימית ביותר. Only who truly seeks out Hashem and seeks Him out and seeks Him out to the most deeper, truest point internally, and is not enough for Him anything external. All He wants is to get godliness down, deep down, deep down, to merit, to become a vehicle of expression, a merkava for the Shekhinah in this world, to live with Hashem mamash, without ego, without pride, without feeling like I can do it myself. And he believes that there is a path to get there. There is a way to reach that. There is a tzaddik that is completely nullified to Hashem in this world. Only that person can actually cry and pray to get there truthfully. Because you feel that without it, why am I alive? What would be the point of my life if it wasn't to reach those levels? And if there's not a person in the world that's doing it, then why in the world is there any hope for me? What's the point of me being in the life if there's not one person in the world that has bitul to Hashem that I can learn from? Only a person like that, that's seeking it on that level, will be able to come to the true tzaddik. And this is the foundation of it all. Tshuka, the yearning. Lishtokek, liskot, to yearn, to merit, to believe that there is a way to merit, to cling myself and attach myself to the Shekhinah, and to cry more, and to beg Hashem, and to ask again, and again, and again, and again, so that you should merit to the same thing, because the more you ask, the bigger the hole and the opening will be for you. We're not done learning about the idea of connecting to the tzaddikim. When we pick up the book next time, It'll be of practically how do we act in order to receive from the tzaddik, to receive this light from him. And when we finish this little chapter, we're going to start going into Rav Kluwer's book on connecting to the tzaddik, which is a different path completely, but also beautiful. Same path, practically, but the way he explains it is a different kind of Torah. More on the nefesh. For example, here he's giving you like definitions. This is a tzaddik. This is what you need to do. This is understand all these things. There, Rav Kluwer talks on the side of a woman has a feeling and then a spill of blood, and then she's tameah. Then she has to count 2 weeks, and then she can connect back to her husband and go to the mikveh, and then they're going to be together, and she's going to get impregnated, and then there's going to be a birth. Everything I just said about the woman, which is all true, and that's the talich, that's the system that married men and women go through, that same relationship is happening with you and the tzaddik. And here's something very important that I want to say. It's known that there's the masculine and feminine sides of our souls, and we all are made up of the masculine and feminine sides, right? A masculine and feminine side is in every single soul. When it comes down to this world, if the side of the soul was more feminine, so then it should come out in a female. If the side of the soul was more masculine, then it comes out in a male, man and woman. All souls contain both sides. In a relationship, your wife should be the feminine, the receiver, and you should be the masculine, the male, the giver. There's no room in your house for you to be the feminine. As the man, you have to be the masculine, you have to be the man. You have to understand the feminine, make space for the feminine, but you're not meant to be feminine. There's a big tzaddik in Yerushalayim of Eli Deutsch, Shlita. He was asked this question once. So where's the room? Where, if I have a feminine side of my soul, how in my house do I show up as the feminine? How do I activate that side of me? Rabbi Deutsch, who's a master in male-female dynamic, told him, you don't at all, God forbid. The side of your feminine side of you doesn't come up in your house. So he says, okay, so then where do I use it? It's there, with your Rebbe, with the tzaddik. With the tzaddik, you're the mekabel. You're the receiver. You're the feminine. And what does it say in the Torah we read in Bereshit? What was one of the curses of the woman? Your whole entire tshuka, your whole entire yearning is just towards your man. Ours, where's our yearning? To the Shekhinah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in this world, practically, where does that get put? The Chazal, the rabbis told us, how do we keep Dveikut? Connect yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. Connect yourself to Tzaddikim. Yearn to want to be around them, to receive from them, because in the end of the day, what are they giving you? Ways into Hashem. Ways into your own soul completion. That should be your soul desire. Your soul desire. To connect to a human being that allows you to connect that much deeper to Hashem Yitbarach. Again, it's never about the human. The tzaddik in his own eyes is zero, ephes, and that's why he became a tzaddik that the Shekhinah is on him. Because he doesn't see himself as anything. He sees himself as worthless. That's why Hashem wanted to be with him. The more we can get to those kind of people and learn from them, the better our lives get. Bezat Hashem.